Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Quite a few revelations in the new Bob Woodward book, War. And one of them involves Ukraine. Actually, several of them do. According to Woodward, months into Russia's war in Ukraine, the United States had intelligence pointing to highly sensitive, credible conversations inside the Kremlin that Putin was seriously considering using nuclear weapons to avoid major battlefield losses. Joseph Lindsley's in Ukraine. And Joe, we've talked about how Putin uses that threat. What do you think about what Woodward is reporting in this new book?
You know, this is, I mean, I know the debate.
Shall we try again and reconnect there with Joe? Yeah, he frequently does venture outside, and sometimes, actually most of the time, it's pretty remarkable that we don't have any problems with him. But as Joe just mentioned, he's in a windy situation today, so that could be adding to this. More on what Bob Woodward said in that book. The U.S. intelligence pointed to a 50% chance that Putin would use tactical nukes if Ukrainian forces surrounded 30,000 Russian troops in the southern city of Kherson. And just months before, in the far northeast, Ukrainian troops had stunned the Russians by recapturing Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, and were pivoting to liberate Kherson, strategically located not far from the Black Sea. Joe, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I think this will be better. I hope this is clear.
Got you now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Perfect. You know, I think as we look at this reporting from Bob Woodward and looking at this nuclear question, it's important to put in this context that, you know, Putin was, you know, planning his invasion of Ukraine. He already had started to invade Ukraine in 2014. And the nuclear threats, you know, I mean, that is often the reason cited for Washington and people in Washington when they say they don't want to give Ukraine permission to strike back. In fact, in summer of 2022, Jake Sullivan, national security advisor, said that if the United States gave ATACMS, these very precise American weapons, to Ukraine, that could lead to World War III. Well, those ATACMS have arrived in Ukraine, and Russia has not escalated in the way that they threatened. And I think it's important to analyze, you know, how Russia was preparing for this. And part of that preparation would include, you know, building this sense of fear that Russia would go nuclear. So just something to keep in mind with some perspective. It's always hard to know precisely, how much of this is accurate. Mm-hmm. And as I talk to you, because I know we'll cut short now, first I want to mention to you, I'm talking to you, Bob, from a lake in western Ukraine in a forest here. And I was meeting with a group called Moya Kolo, which means my circle. And it's a group of mainly of Brits, people, former journalists, former finance people who've been helping Ukrainians since 2022. And their mission is to help families who are connected to those who are fighting. And they've created this psychiatric support program or psychological support program where they bring families together in groups. So they speak with each other. They share their trauma with each other. And they meet with a psychologist, and then right now they're serving about 6,000 people, but their goal is to serve 500,000. And so I just was privileged to sort of attend their meeting and to learn all the work that they are doing. Just another example of, you know, while you have the high stakes, conversations in places like Washington and Berlin, the work that volunteers do as they come to Ukraine in the wartime. And as I think of the Brits I was just meeting with here by the lake, I'm also thinking of those Ukrainian soldier musicians who are traveling through the U.S. And, you know, we shared some of their music last week, the Cultural Forces. Some of these guys are wounded. And their tour, it's almost like they're chasing hurricanes because they had to alter their tour because of Hurricane Helene. And now they're being affected by Hurricane Milton. And in fact, 2 days ago, they were playing at the James Haley Veterans Hospital in Tampa, and right, you know, the hospital staff were preparing for Hurricane Milton, and knowing that it's coming their way, knowing it's going to be very difficult. And so you have these wounded Ukrainian soldiers, including the guy who lost his leg in battle, someone else who lost an eye, playing this encouraging music for the staff of a hospital that's preparing for the hurricane.
Wow.
And sort of on this micro level to see that this connection and support between different types of people facing different types of disasters.
Unbelievable. Joseph, when we hear about you out, side by a beautiful lake, it reminds me of many emails and texts we get from our listeners about the dichotomy between the war and then normal life. Listen to this message. Good morning, Bob. We just got back from Warsaw recently, and Joseph is right. There's very little talk about the war. They are going about their lives like nothing is happening. Well, I guess to some degree, people have to do that to keep their sanity, don't they?
Yeah, and indeed, and this is a topic we had here, you know, with the people from the UK here, and in this very peaceful spot. In a conversation, I was sharing with them that, you know, in Lviv, not far from where I am in Western Ukraine, you'll find more people who are depressed, and they, you know, they're just it's just really tough for them to face this. You know, the airports don't work; it's hard to plan. You know, your staff can be conscripted with very, very little notice, and it's very difficult. But if you go to Kharkiv, 30 miles in the front, you don't see widespread depression. There's no time for it when you're under missile attack and you always have to be working for victory. And so the closer you are to the fight, the less depression I encounter. But the further away you get, even within Ukraine, you do see a bit of a heavy spirit.
Yeah, interesting. Makes sense. Appreciate it. Thank you, Joseph. Be careful out there.
Sorry for the connection problems. Until tomorrow.
We completely understand. No worries.